Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many challenges, some might say opportunities, of your daily life. As the intro said, this is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships with our family members, our friends, co-workers, and even with ourselves, that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Lots of destructiveness and distance taking place involving poor communication, inability to compromise, and lack of compassion. Ego stupidity that can be impacting one's efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, and coming to know our life's purpose. Lots of people reporting dissatisfaction with their station in life, a lacking sense of direction, feeling lost, particularly in their work life, and a sense of meaninglessness. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and our ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is within our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives. If things aren't going well or as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives has nothing to do with our intelligence. It has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality or being mentally ill, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that. And what I'm sharing with you in my books and shows and website about ego energy and ego stupidity. My programs will continue to shine and share lots of light on all of this and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid today on OM Times Radio. Before we begin, I want to mention that I have a heavy heart today. One of our furry family members, our cat Diego, crossed the Rainbow Bridge after 18 years of life yesterday. He gave so much in his own way to all of the other members of our immediate family. If you get a chance, take a look at a previous blog on my website entitled Fido and Fluffy, Opportunities to Be the Love, Life, and Energy God Is. It's a tribute to all of our furry and not-so-furry family members, yours and ours, and expresses so much of what I'm feeling today. Thank you for your allowing my indulgence. During today's program, we're going to take a look at what lower ego vulnerability does to a person's ability to love themselves and others in healthy ways. We're going to be looking at the symptoms of difficulty in this area, the ego stupidity often at work, the insights needed to shine light on what's happening, and ego's impact on our spiritual wellness when this is happening. People with lower ego vulnerability have a distant relationship with love, often very distant. They have difficulty loving themselves. They have difficulty loving others. And they have difficulty wanting to be loved by others. They don't feel a need to love themselves or love others or to be loved by others. I was thinking about this morning, and I refer to it now. I said kind of the loveless trifecta, this difficulty with loving oneself, loving others, and receiving the love of others. And there's no shortage of people out there who are experiencing that, which is a little bit of a scary thing. Love opens them up to getting in touch with their vulnerabilities or their perceived weaknesses or being sensitive to them and those of others. Now, some of this difficulty can be to psychological reasons and life experiences, including those connected to prior abuse and trauma, which have taught them that feelings are unsafe, particularly love. And some of this can also be due to the nature of a person's physiology, more specifically the way their nervous system operates, their autonomic nervous system or involuntary nervous system, which tends to be underactive and underreactive. They often have difficulty experiencing what we call fight or flight emotions and physiology, some of them connected to love. Now, others can often see them as emotionally cold. For them, the only purpose that emotions and love have for them is a means to feeling stimulated, aroused, and to enjoy the experience of emotion on their terms, not its. So it's sort of like a tool. Emotions can become a tool for one's amusement. These people with low ego vulnerability are often so out of touch with their weaknesses and their imperfections that they don't think they have any. They tend to be oblivious to some of the darker and weaker aspects of who they are being. They can be difficult to live with because they often come across as oblivious to what they are doing to others, while finding little, if any, fault with themselves. For them, everything's just fine, but it's not, particularly the part about giving and receiving love. Others often know it, particularly the people they're surrounded by, but they don't. One of the reasons for this is that the emotional cues that we normally use to be aware of what we're doing, those things involving anxiety, guilt, or love, are often absent or weak or absent. They don't feel them when they should be feeling them. So their difficulty with feeling feelings often makes love an unfamiliar and a loving experience, and loving themselves and others an unfamiliar experience. When I think about that, I think about Mr. Spock on Star Trek or Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory, and the idea in some respects that if love isn't logical, then it serves no use for some people. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Millions of people experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet. And every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. As adults, they often live in roles such as sociopath, sadist, hedonist, the inattentive person, the logician, and the loner that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or maybe somebody you know is experiencing any or several of the symptoms and reflections of ego stupidity I'll be talking about. I want you to diagnose you, because you are the only one living you 24/7. So here we go. Here are some symptoms that can serve as a beginning point for you to consider whether you are experiencing lower ego vulnerability and if there is a need to improve on loving yourself, loving others, and receiving love from others. The first symptom, you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself. This is about you loving you. For some people, that is a very difficult thing to do. That's not something they do at all. They don't think they need to do. Here are some questions that kind of connect up with the symptom to get you closer to it, maybe. Do you have difficulty with wanting to love yourself? Having a difficult time with the idea of you loving you? Or do you think that loving yourself or needing to love yourself is weakness? Love and weakness often becomes intimately connected for those with lower ego vulnerability, so they try to avoid at all costs. Or do you fail to take care of yourself? Taking good care of yourself, watching out to make sure you're okay and healthy. When we're getting into these kind of behaviors, it's often our lower ego vulnerability voice that is talking to us and is talking through us within the symptoms and later the ego stupidity I'll be talking about. Another symptom. You believe you don't need to love yourself. A little different from the first one. You believe you don't need to love yourself, that's unnecessary. So do you think that loving yourself, you know, that's a nice thing, but it's not really necessary. I don't really have to do that. Or is the idea of loving yourself a strange idea? Or is the idea of loving yourself a stupid idea? That, again, this distance from love takes the form of these kinds of ways of approaching it, of thinking about it, and coming to the conclusion that love isn't something that you need. Another symptom. You don't feel love for others. You don't feel love for others. Do you have difficulty feeling any sense of empathy or compassion for others that are in need? Or do you feel uncomfortable when helping others? There's something odd about it. There's weird. It's discomforting to reach out, to take care of somebody else. Or do you feel a sense of weakness when helping others? When you're extending yourself to others, it's asking you to be sensitive to those of others, to their needs. And for some reason, that becomes a weakness. It's not a strength, it's a weakness. Again, when we're getting into these kind of symptoms and these kind of questions that I'm asking or mentioning, it's often our lower ego vulnerability voice that's talking to and through us. Another symptom. You don't want others to love you. You don't want other people to love you. So do you feel uncomfortable or weaker when people are being thoughtful, kind, or compassionate to you? Almost like you want to push it away. You don't readily receive it. It's the opposite. So do you reject the thoughtfulness or the kindness or the compassion of others? A lot of people, again, interpret that as, I need help, I'm weaker, that's implying that I'm weaker, and I don't want to be that. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel that sense of vulnerability that comes from maybe needing something. Do you get angry when people are being nice or kind or thoughtful? Again, that might sound like an odd thing for many of you to think or experience, but if you're not living in that energy, that's why you experience that response or reaction, that it's kind of unusual, because that's not necessarily your energy. Another symptom. You have difficulty recognizing the non-acceptance or rejection from others within their thoughts and words and gestures. These are people that are telling you in some way or form that you're being unloving, and you're missing your vulnerability when somebody is actually pointing it out to you, that there needs to be some improvement here. So do you have difficulty recognizing when people are letting you know that they're unhappy with you, and it's for legitimate reasons? It's not a secondary agenda. It's a real reason. But people with low ego vulnerability can't pick up on that very readily. They're desensitized. They're oblivious to the ways that they are being impacting other people. And when people try to let them know, they don't seem to have a response to it. Do you ignore or dismiss legitimate criticisms rather than taking them seriously, really being able to process them and think about them? Do you have difficulty realizing that people can be coming from a loving place when they are criticizing you? Again, people who are meaning to love you by helping you and see more of what's going on. Another symptom, you falsely love yourself and can only see the good things about you while you're missing or minimizing your weaknesses and imperfections. So to the degree that you love yourself, it's always based on things that you think are great or wonderful or special about you, and you leave out the other parts of you that are also important to understand and know as you go about loving yourself. Do you have difficulty seeing your weaknesses and imperfections? People with low ego vulnerability are experts in this area. They miss so much. Do you only see the good stuff when it comes to looking at yourself, only noticing what's good? Do you feel as if you're lowering or weakening yourself by looking to see if there are any areas of needed improvement that you don't want to go in that area because that would be, in a way, lowering or yourself? These are some of the symptoms. There are more that I cover in each of my books, but we're going to be coming to the close of this first segment. And before we leave this one, I want to mention that our focus on the symptoms, I mentioned that you don't have to have all of them or any of them all of the time. But the more that you have and the more often they happen, the stronger they are indicating lower ego vulnerability that needs to be healed. And you'll need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on. Because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower vulnerability person's ability to love themselves, love others, and be loved by others. As a reminder, ego stupidity is happening when we're engaging in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. This is affecting how we see ourselves, our life, our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. It can often lead us to conclude that the abnormal things that we think or feel or do are normal, but they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become our abnormal normal that we don't realize we're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at us through the same ego energy prism that we're looking through to see ourselves and what we're thinking, feeling, and doing. And none of this has anything to do with intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. I mention them because those are often the explanations that people use to explain when things are happening in their life. But actually, they have little or nothing to do with what's going on. We're all intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, but we've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making, consisting of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and sometimes even physiology, due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can remain stuck there until we heal the energy within us that's leading to create them, bringing it into a healthier balance, becoming what I call a 4, 5, or 6 on the volume scale when it comes to our ego power or flexibility or vulnerability. And we can do that with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and what it isn't, getting to the truth about ego. Also, tuning into our own ego energy, that mentioning earlier of the volume, and trying to find out where are we with regard to the power, flexibility, and vulnerability levels of our ego energy, and what do we need to do to work on them? How much do we have to work on, and what do we have to work on? And also, replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and mention several reflections of ego stupidity. Some of them may seem strange or weird, wrong, maybe funny, and that's because you're not living in that lower ego vulnerability energy. But many people are, and it's their abnormal normal. And they have a difficult time realizing that it is abnormal. Here's the reflection, first reflection. Thinking that needing love is a weakness. Thinking that love is a weakness. People with lower ego vulnerability often, as I think I mentioned earlier in the program, equate being loving and needing to get love and receiving love as a weakness. And that is a non-reality-based thought, because needing love is part of who we are. It's part of the design woven into us. It isn't any more of a weakness than needing food to eat or needing water to drink is a weakness. They're not weaknesses. And so is receiving love that is designed by 3 million years of evolution, the strength that it is. So when we're caught up in thinking about love as needing love and receiving love as a weakness, when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. Thinking of loving yourself as a weakness. This gets into this idea of doing these positive, loving, caring things as if they were a weakness. Again, non-reality-based thinking about loving behavior that people can get caught up in, particularly those with lower ego vulnerability. We should be thinking when we're in a healthier place, when our ego energy is in a balanced place regarding power and flexibility and vulnerability, that loving yourself is a strength. And I'm not talking about self-indulgent love or being self-absorbed or narcissistic love. I'm talking about the kind of love that's healthy, that involves taking care of ourselves and honoring our bodies and our minds and our spirits with positive kinds of experiences that promote each of them. But when we're failing to do that, when we're caught up in looking at and thinking of love, loving yourself as a weakness, that's when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity, being unable to treat yourself in a loving way, being unloving or being non-loving of yourself. You can think of sometimes people may be rather neglectful of themselves, or being relatively cold or abusive in the way of treating themselves. That's what I'm talking about. Instead of realizing that's not appropriate, we shouldn't be neglecting ourselves. We should be respecting and honoring and caring for ourselves in ways that are healthy. And when we're doing that, we're living in a reality-based existence in which we respect ourselves and do those kinds of things. And when we're failing to do that, when we're unable to treat ourselves in a loving way, when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid, which in the context of today's program has to do with this lower ego vulnerability energy and the lack of emotion that's existent in helping to cue us as to what we need to be doing to care for ourselves. Another reflection, failing to help or serve others in their time of need. When others are needing us to be supportive of them, and we're being unloving, and we're failing to play a role of being our brother or sister's keeper, particularly when we have the means and the opportunity to do that. People with healthy ego energy, involving power, flexibility, and vulnerability, would not do that. They wouldn't push people away. They wouldn't fail to care for them and to serve them in their time of need. So when we are involved in doing something like that, that's when our ego is making us stupid, because we find some faulty right reason or for not being that loving person, that kind and caring person, perhaps thinking that's a reflection of weakness. Another reflection, thinking that being sensitive to the needs of others, meaning that you're being empathic, thinking that's a weakness rather than a strength. It's actually a strength when we can reach out and we can show empathy and that we care about people rather than being insensitive. When we can think of our empathy as a strength, when we can think of our being sensitive as a strength, you know, there are sometimes in the process of socialization, this is happening a lot, I know, in the generation I grew up, involving models and role models pertaining to males, and what is a macho male would never display sensitivity, or there's a weakness associated, which is a lot of nonsense, a lot of non-reality-based stupidity. That whole John Wayne idea of what it meant to be a man, or the strong, silent type embodied in the movies, that so many males were, in a way, taught to shut down their ability to be empathic, to be loving, to be supportive, to be sensitive. And it was harmful to them in their emotional experience in their lives in order to cultivate a healthier relationship with others. So when we're in this insensitive place, when we're when we're looking at sensitivity and empathy as a weakness, when we're doing that, and we're thinking the thoughts connected to that, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection is when we think that showing signs of feelings is a weakness. So when we think of saying kind or loving words or gestures, or perhaps when we're crying is a means to expressing our depth of feeling about something or someone, being open to our feelings, being strong enough to express those feelings. And when we're failing to realize that it's a sign of strength when we do that, but when we take it in another direction and we think of it as a weakness, which is, again, oftentimes something that's socialized into some people, people can be shamed, particularly as children. I can remember thinking that, you know, when times that a boy would cry particularly, that they might be shamed for expressing their feelings when they were completely appropriate. A lot of ego stupidity come forth for whomever was the person sending that message, which unfortunately gets downloaded into the mind and hard drive of a child because they don't know that it's what it. They don't know what to take it for what it is, as something that's not right. So when we're doing that, when we look at our showing of feelings as a sign of weakness, it's our ego making us stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity, refusing help when you actually need it. You know, there are times when we all need help, and that's an okay thing to be. Yet we don't let others love us by giving us something we may need in this situation, which would be a really healthy part of being a person. Allowing others to be the love God is toward us and receiving that in a healthy way. People that have healthy ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability, they totally understand that. They get that. They don't need to push away love if they need it. That doesn't make them feel any more insecure, any more needy. It's part of life. We all need other people at times to support each other. So when we're doing that, when we're failing to do that, when we're refusing help in our time of need, it's your ego making you stupid. Also, another reflection, failing to recognize when others are trying to let you know when you're being unloving to them. Sometimes people are trying to show us that we're failing to be loving to them. And as a result, we push them away rather than opening our eyes and taking in and learning from them what they are trying to teach us. And when we're doing that, it's your ego making you stupid. Now, as we leave our focus on the reflections of ego stupidity, I want you to ask yourself, you see, if any of this is taking place in your life, or is that something going on for somebody that you know? Now we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the insights, some of the ego insights that I want to offer to you, connected to the symptoms of the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to loving yourself, loving others, and receiving love from others. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to loving yourself and others. Here's the first one. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is keeping you at an emotional distance from yourself so that you don't have to experience your weaknesses or imperfections or vulnerabilities. It's cutting off your ability to feel anxiety or guilt or love when you need to feel it. It is helping you to be emotionally absent, something that often plays itself out in real experiences with other people in your life. It's getting in the way of knowing them, that is your imperfections and weaknesses and vulnerabilities, and being able to be compassionate to yourself. Another insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is undermining your ability to love yourself for the weaknesses and imperfections that you have. Yes, we are able to love ourselves in addition to the strengths and good things that maybe we have, but also we have weaknesses and we have imperfections. And you are to love yourself for them, not in spite of them. So your lower ego vulnerability voice is getting in the way of loving yourself just the way you are. Another insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is making it difficult for you to love others because this makes you feel weak and vulnerable. Again, it's this energy, the voice that's coming in, that's speaking through your thoughts and words and deeds. It's making it difficult for you to love others because it makes you feel weak and vulnerable when you do that. It's actually also getting in the way of knowing the strength that comes from loving others. Loving others is a tremendous experience of strength when you understand what it's about and what you're offering and what you're giving to others. Another insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice has you rejecting love from others because it connects you to emotional needs you don't want to believe you have. You don't want to believe you have those needs. And so your lower ego vulnerability voice has you rejecting love from others. It's leading you to think that you're beyond the need for love and failing to know the strength of receiving love from others, which is intended to help you grow. And growing is a very healthy and positive part of life that we all must do throughout our life. There really is no end point. Another insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is making it difficult for you to recognize how you're affecting others with your weaknesses and imperfections. It's as if it's blocking your awareness of how unloving you are at times with other people and how you could be that. It's blocking you from seeing the unloving and harmful ways that you can be to others, those at times reckless, desensitized, insensitive, oblivious ways of being in your experiences with other people that are creating difficulty for them. Another insight, your lower ego vulnerability voice is distancing and desensitizing you to your weaknesses and imperfections by thinking they don't exist or are minimizing them. So it's closing the door on your ability to actually recognize the parts of you that are really a part of you that need to be worked with. It's leading you to, again, think they don't exist when they really do, or to shrink them when perhaps they are far more significant than you realize. It's getting in the way of you seeing, learning, and growing from them in ways that are loving, whether it's from yourself or from others. And one more insight. Your lower ego vulnerability voice is leading you to think that others aren't seeing your weaknesses and imperfections and how unloving you can be. You think they don't see you completely. It's getting in the way of realizing that people are actually seeing much more of you than you realize. So these are some of the insights involving ego's voice that you're going to need to work on recognizing within the symptoms and ego stupidity happening in your life, and what will be happening when it's your voice that's truly speaking. We are coming up on our second break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from new thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to loving ourselves and others. This is the portion of the program where we're talking about ego's impact upon the connection to our divinity. As you might guess, the previous portions of this program were about ego's impact on the connection to our humanity. But now we're taking a look at its impact on the connection to our divinity. This involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, our words, and deeds, when this energy is getting in the way of loving ourselves and others, getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is within our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about loving ourselves and others. Getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including ourselves, as well as honoring and respecting ourselves at all times and in all places, again, as we go about loving ourselves and others. And also getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy that God is within our being when we are connected to human and divine truth, as we work with truth to love ourselves and others. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability. People with lower vulnerability have trouble being spiritually connected when they're failing to be connected to the love that exists within them and loving themselves. That is, being able to be the love God is towards themselves, being connected to that love that exists within them. Your connection to God involves being connected to yourself by loving yourself in healthy ways. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another example of ego's impact. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when they are disconnected from seeing and loving the person they truly are, meaning all of themselves, not just a part of themselves, including the one that has the weaknesses and the imperfections. You know, God didn't ask you to be perfect in order to receive God's love, and nor should you, because your divine connection involves knowing and loving the person you truly are, and that is all of you, not just some of you. So when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Another ego impact on spiritual wellness. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when rejecting the love from others that is intended to serve them. That is, people are being the love God is within their being, and they're directing this toward you, and you're rejecting it. You're pushing it away. You're pushing away that opportunity. Your divine connection involves receiving love from people at all times, which is a means to truly knowing ourselves, including our weaknesses and imperfections. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Another impact. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being the life God is when they're dishonoring their life with the notion that they don't need to love themselves. You're actually dishonoring you, the life that you are, by acting as though it doesn't need or should receive love. When we're being the life God is, this involves honoring your life with the willingness to give love to yourself at all times and in all places. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another ego impact. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being the life God is when they are dishonoring others with failing to love them, particularly in their time of need. We are not being the life God is when we fail to love others in their time of need. Your spiritual connection involves honoring all people at all times and in all places, particularly when they are in need of your love. And when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. And as I've said before, we are always spiritual beings. That love, life, and energy God is existent within our being. It's just that we are not being it when we are disconnecting from our spirituality and when ego is having a role in our connection to our divinity. Another impact. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when dishonoring love from others with the rejection of it. So when we're in this place where we push it away, we push away the love that others are offering to us, we are dishonoring that love, that wonderful gift that others are offering to us. And we meet it with rejection. And this is what at times happens with people with lower ego vulnerability because it signals to them something to do with weakness that they don't want to experience or perhaps an acknowledgement of their imperfections and their vulnerabilities that they don't want to have any contact with it. So when we're being the life God is, we honor all love offered to us by welcoming it, no matter what it's trying to tell us about ourselves that we need to know. And so when this isn't happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Another ego impact on our spiritual wellness. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being the energy God is when healing and transformation are being weakened by the absence of loving themselves. Healing and transformation is a natural, inevitable part of our being. It's been woven into us by the wisdom of evolution over 3 million years. All those wonderful things that are part of our humanity, as well as our divinity, are there for us to make use of. Is in the process of healing and transformation. So being the energy God is involves healing and transformation that happens when you're loving yourself. When you are loving yourself, this is leading to healing and transformation that's inevitable. It just naturally comes forward. That's that wonderful, incredible design at work in your being that maybe you're failing to do when you're not loving yourself. Another reflection of ego's impact. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually connected when their healing and transformation is weakened by rejecting love from others that can serve them in working with their weaknesses and imperfections. So you're pushing away the love that people are offering you, wanting to offer you that you need. And when we are failing to receive it, we're getting away from this healing and transformation because being the energy God is involves healing and it involves transformation. It happens when receiving that love others are offering to you. And when that's not happening, when you're pushing it away, when you're rejecting that, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Okay, I'm going to share one more impact with you on our spiritual wellness that ego is having. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being the energy God is when healing and transformation is weakened by difficulty in recognizing the need for growth or improvement. We all need to grow and improve throughout the course of our life. We are never a finished product. That is an illusion that people who are experiencing different types of ego energy can get caught up in. Our healing and transformation is a lifelong experience brought about by the imperfection of our humanity, and we work with the perfection of our divinity in order to grow. So being the energy God is involves recognition of any weaknesses or improvement needed so that continued healing and transformation can occur. So when this is not happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and easier when we remove that obstacle by getting our ego energy into balance. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from lower ego vulnerability and are healthily loving yourself and others. All of the symptoms and the ego stupidity and reflections of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness that I mentioned earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing from your lower ego vulnerability, this is what your voice will be speaking. An excerpt from the two voices within. I no longer allow the absence of emotion to keep me at a distance from truly knowing myself. Within this absence, I had falsely believed I could be strengthened by the ignorance of my weakness and the true nature of my vulnerability. Weakness and vulnerability others could more readily see. I am no longer in hiding from myself, and no longer do I know myself as invulnerable. My emotion has led me to know who I truly am, and I no longer fear getting to know the person I am. Human and divine truth has allowed me to make friends with this person, a person who is no greater or lesser than others, as the recognition of these truths reveals. My human gift of emotion has also allowed me to genuinely celebrate my neighbors. I am able to truly recognize and acknowledge their attributes and accomplishments, rather than displaying the indifference and detachment I had often shown. I have learned that within human and divine truth, one can only be elevated when one's neighbors have been elevated, and never above them. Elevating myself above my neighbor was only an illusion, as I had actually been lowering myself. It is within those times I was not being the love, life, and energy God is, and I am. My emotion now allows me to hear my neighbors. I'm no longer deaf to the weakness and vulnerability they may call to my attention. And I no longer hear them with indifference and detachment. Rather, I now honor their thoughts and work with them to grow within my human weakness and vulnerability. I recognize them as offering service to me, a service I was unable to render to myself due to my emotional isolation. I now thank them where once I ignored and scorned them for calling attention to my weakness and vulnerability. Again, the words of your voice when healing from lower ego vulnerability. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and loving yourself, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. We have reached the end of today's program. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, allowing you to love yourself in healthier ways or help others to do so. I invite you to leave questions or comments at egoandspirit.info, and I will respond to them at the beginning of my next show. Our program next week will focus on lower ego power energy and difficulty experiencing genuine happiness. We'll be looking at this key life area in a series of shows, and we'll begin with that particular energy. These are people who often live an emotional experience in which they feel lots of depression, anxiety, or pseudo-happiness due to the significant sense of disempowerment they are experiencing in their life. I also want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.